I meant to send this out last night, but at least for those of you who are in North America, this is still technically Sunday. So this week's Haftarah, which is actually, unlike most Haftarot, actually Al Pi Halacha, is the first parak of Yeshayahu, which is a very intense critique of the Jewish people, of their sins that lead to destruction, which obviously is the reason that is the Haftarah that precedes Tisha B'Av. And in fact, the Shabbat is known by the first word of that perek in Tanakh, of that Haftarah, of Chazon Yeshayahu, hence Shabbat Chazon. There's a focus on a very small point in it that Nechama Leibovitz points out, is that one of the themes throughout Tanakh, in many of these, in many speeches and many situations, is to use metaphors that compare Jews to animals, picking up images from the natural world. Often, at least in the case of Yeshayahu, and as we'll see in just a second in Yirmiyahu, I'm in a critical way, meaning despite the fact that you're supposed to be the not just human beings, but human beings in a relationship with God and all the greatness that should imply, not only did you fail in that, not only did you fail to be Jews, not only did you fail to be humans, but at some level your sins are so terrible that you, right, even a basic reality that animals recognize you failed as well. So in Yeshayahu, in the third pasuk, says Yada Shor Koneo v'Chamor Evus Balav Yisrael Lo Yada Ami Lohit Bonein. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey knows the trough that its owner provides, and yet my nation, the Jews, didn't know, and they don't understand. In Yirmiyahu, in Berakhet, you also get an image like that. Gam chasida b'shamayim yada mo'adea v'tor v'sis v'agur shamru et eit bo'ana v'ami lo yadu et mishpat Adonai, right? The stork in heaven knows her appointed times. The turtle, the swallow, and the crane observe the time they're coming. My people don't know the laws of God. Now, even though they're both, in a certain sense, trying to denigrate Bnei Israel by saying, again, you're not only do you not live up to the expectations of Jews, but you didn't live up to the expectations of human beings or even the natural world and animals, like you've really, right, corrupted yourself, they're very different. Yeshayahu focuses on the external relationship that an animal has to its owner. Right? An animal knows who its owner is and appreciates that and knows where to get food. And here, the framing is that the Jews, unlike even animals, fail to understand the natural gratitude that they owe to God. Now, some of the Mefarshim note that it's not just, maybe it's not just ingratitude, but Shadal notes that it's also a foolishness, right? Meaning, you know, it's foolish to not realize who provides for your sustenance and to turn against them, right? If an animal weren't going to, you know, seek out its owner for food, that's not just you know, it's not just ingratitude, it's also just you know, it's foolish. Radak takes a different track. It's not about gratitude, but it's even just about awareness. The Jews aren't aware of God in a way that, you know, even an animal is aware who its owner is, who its master is. And, you know, according to all these explanations, again, the centrality here is that there's something lacking in the cognizance of the Jews, their relationship to God. Interestingly, that's not the case in Yirmiyahu. In Yirmiyahu, the image is, listen, birds know when they migrate. They have an internal law. The Jews don't have the same sort of built-in clock for the mitzvah, which is very striking, because the image there isn't saying that it's just your relationship with God, but the claim there is that everything, in the universe has a built-in orientation to its purpose, to its proper functioning, and the Jews fail. Even animals succeed, but the Jews fail. Animals know what they're supposed to be doing, and the Jews fail. And again, I just think it's important to note the nuances in these images, and to realize that what the Nevi'im are doing is that, rather than just stating things straight out, they're using metaphors that highlight, A, how problematic what the Jews have done is that they fail, not just as Jews and not just as human beings, but even just as creatures, as part of the natural world, that they've really corrupted the natural order. But also knows that there's different ways that they've done that, in terms of their relationship with God, their cognizance of God, their gratitude towards God, which is one set of images, and also in the sense of their role and how ingrained and natural that's supposed to be to the lives they live. They failed on that level as well. And it is a bit sobering, but again, that's the point of these nevuot, to remind the Jews of just how low they've gone, so that they hopefully improve, which we hopefully do as well, which is the hope, such that Tisha B'Av doesn't have to be a day of mourning.